Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. This episode, it's going to be short and sweet, okay? So I'm recording this episode in real time, meaning if you can hear it in my voice, I've been a little under the weather the last couple days, and I was like, oh, I don't really feel like recording a podcast. You guys know the internal, maybe external battle you may go through if you have a podcast yourself, or if you're creating something, or if you put something on your schedule, you're supposed to go to the gym, and you just didn't feel like it, and you're like, oh, I'll just do it later. Sometimes, yes, you want to listen to your body. I took the last 3 days and literally did nothing because I was so exhausted and I felt like absolute garbage. But I'm like, no, I meant to record a podcast today. I'm going to do it. So this is just, you know, that friendly little nudge reminder voice in your head that if you're going through something like this, listen to your body, but also uphold the commitments that you made to yourself. And that's kind of what I wanted to dive into and talk about today, really remembering who you are and not getting caught up in all of the stuff that the internet, social media, other people, society, like all the things people are just putting in front of your face. The algorithm is serving you. And we, sometimes try to overcompensate and do things that are out of alignment because other people are doing them or this page said to do this, and we lose sight of who we are and what our soul's contract is here on this earth right now in this lifetime. Sometimes we can just lose sight of that because we're trying to either achieve goals or do things that maybe we were trying to achieve a year ago or 2 years ago, and we just haven't allowed ourselves to catch up and reassess, or we're following other people, maybe that are in your industry, in your niche per se, depending on what you do, whatever it is, that it can be really easy to get sucked into comparing ourselves to other people on the interweb or society or friends, that sometimes that can just equal procrastination, or we're not taking any action because we feel like our lists have 1,000,000,000 things on them and it would be easier just to do none of them than to actually sit down and focus and figure out what I need to do. Or we can get sucked into the, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I wanted to say funnel, but I don't think that's the right word. When things are put in our faces and you hear the energetics of the masculine and the feminine, and I love all of these things. I teach on it. I use it in my daily practice. I'm so thankful to have a pretty good understanding of what that means for me and other women that I work with and coach and mentor and all of those beautiful things. But sometimes we can get stuck in trying to figure out which one we need to lean more into, or how do we, like, it gets so minute sometimes. And this can serve you in a way, because if you set your focus to really change or evolve or lean into one thing, that's a beautiful practice. But sometimes we can get caught up in really like diving into one that we can get stuck there sometimes. And that can become not always the best for alignment and harmony and integration of both of these things. Like for the longest time in my life, before the last 5 years, I didn't know any other way to operate than be in go mode all the time, which is quote unquote more in the masculine energy. There's go, there's flow, there's masculine, there's feminine, right? This is like the doing of all of the things, right? I'm an Enneagram 3. Achieving things is my jam. That's how I knew I could get love and recognition and feel accepted and all of that. So I was operating out of that energy system for a really long time. And it served me because it kept me really safe. And maybe you can see yourself in this as well. If I do this thing or achieve this thing, that equals more love and more acceptance and all of that beautiful stuff, right? And then I started to really get into what it looked like to listen more to my intuition, be a little bit more in a creative flow state, all of these beautiful things. And sometimes we can swing the pendulum too far that if we've been operating heavily in one of these energy systems, we can swing too far to the other side that it's like, you become stuck in the other side and we're comparing things. We're like, I need to be more of my feminine and I don't even know what that means, right? And it's the more you try to force it, the more it's most likely not gonna feel in alignment, because let me tell you, I'm 99.9% of people listening to this podcast are women, unless it's my husband for the most part, that if somebody's trying to tell you, including yourself, get more in your feminine, get more in your feminine, there is nothing, excuse my language if you have kids, that will dry you up and close you off faster than trying to be forced into being into your feminine energy, quote unquote. Nothing. I remember a couple times, like earlier on in this work between me and my husband, I was sharing this in my mastermind, and you know, we're learning all these things, right? This is a couple years ago. And he's like, you just need to be more into feminine energy. And I'm like, if you fucking say that one more time, like you, this is closed off. Like nobody, no woman wants to be told, get in your feminine energy. It just doesn't. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel in alignment. You feel like you're being forced and rigid and backed into a corner that if you don't do this thing, then we can't. It's like, if we can just take a pause and try to take some of the labels off of just intuitively feeling into your own energy and your own body, asking yourself what you need can be one of the most powerful ways to bring both of these dynamics together to start working in unison and be able to have that back and forth. Because in our lives as women, even though we're women, we can't always be in the feminine energy. And I say that in quotation marks. We can't, even though we're women, it doesn't make sense. We still have to have structure and logic and take action and set boundaries and be assertive in a loving way. We can do all of these things leaning into our intuition and creativity and flow and nurturing side of ourselves. These two things can coexist together. And when you start to blend them in together, it can be a really beautiful thing. So if you're looking to be more assertive in your life, how can you bring more of that assertiveness still with compassion and love and kindness and listening into your intuition? It can get a bad rap sometimes for being too heavy in the masculine and too much in the feminine. It's like both of these things are going to coexist with each other and complement each other. And this is when you can start to feel that alignment. Really understanding the importance of being aware to your body and recognizing maybe when you're swinging that pendulum over to one side heavier than the other, maybe you're starting to feel burnt out and extremely overwhelmed and overworked because you are just like in the schedule, making sure everything's done on time. All of the things that we're trying to check off the list, but we're not allowing ourselves to actually listen to our body, listen to the bodily cues that we have. Like there is no, I don't believe in coincidences. This last week, I have some major up-leveling things and events coming up this year that I started to stress out about it, man. Like this last week or two, I was really feeling that stress and I'm like, oh my God. And of course, no coincidence that my body started to shut down, started to get like where I'm in Michigan. If you're not, you know, in Michigan, we have terrible allergies up here. So my allergies started acting up. And then I thought I was getting a sinus infection, which I'm fine. It's just like really bad, like allergies, and you can probably hear it in my voice. It's no coincidence that my body started to shut down during this full moon, the summer solstice that's happening. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? I don't know if you've been feeling this way. If you have been, send me a DM. Like we can chat and go deeper on this. But I'm like, when I emerge from this caterpillar week, like when you're like a caterpillar, then you emerge into a butterfly, like I must be shedding something is releasing in my body energetically, physically, right? Because when your body's sick, you're releasing stuff and moving stuff through your body, which is beautiful. It's inconvenient AF, but your body is going to give you the bodily cues that you need to pay attention to. And I had to cancel my whole day. Saturday, I was supposed to do a private breath work event. I was supposed to go downtown to Detroit with my husband, do this whole date night. All of that I had to cancel. I chose to cancel it because I can't perform. That sounds like I'm going to perform for my husband. That's not what I mean. I can't be at the best of my ability to lead breath work if I don't have a voice, right? And plus, when you feel like garbage, that's not when you want to be sharing all of these things, right? You want to be in it and make sure everyone is receiving what they're meant to receive. It's such a powerful experience. So I ended up canceling my whole weekend, which was fine. But if I wouldn't have listened to it and I would have kept pushing, it probably would have gotten worse. And that's really when your body starts to fire up. Like, you either have to slow down and give yourself rest, or I'm going to slow you down and force you to rest. So it's about listening to those cues, because so many times you can just chalk up an injury or an illness or an ailment to just like, oh, well, it's this and this. It also is most likely your body trying to signal to you that it's time to slow down, to retreat a little bit. Your body's just needing some rest. And that's okay. It's a beautiful space to be in, right? It's a beautiful space to be in. I saw this, it's not a meme, it's like a picture on Instagram, you know, and it was like an eye with a tear that was saying, this is when your mind needs rest. And then it was your nose with like a drip coming out of it that said, this is a sign that your body needs rest. And I'm like, oh, well, if that ain't the, yeah, that's fucking truth right there. Like, truly, I needed to give my body a lot of rest this weekend. And then, of course, after 3 days resting, I couldn't freaking fall asleep last night until 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, whatever energy is running through my body right now, I gotta just honor it, give it what it needs, slow down enough to listen. But also, and this is the point, this is the part that I really wanted to bring home, why I'm recording this podcast on this exact thing, is that even though we're retreating and resting and listening to our intuition and giving our bodies rest, we can't forget, because sometimes this is what can happen when the pendulum swings, we can't forget that we're also here on this earth. If you are a creative or someone launching something, or you're a leader or a mom or whatever you're doing in this lifetime, for me, I'm a master coach. I lead retreats. I throw events. I do breathwork workshops, all of these beautiful things. I love creating content, that I can't forget after this resting period, and I give my body what I need to come back to that and not let this intentional rest kind of take 10 steps backwards into just giving up without, I wanted to say it kind of nicer than that, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because I've been here, that if I've been going through something or I've been sick or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I could then come back when I started to feel better, but I could also lay down and watch more Netflix. And I'm like, oh yeah, we could, like when you start to co-sign your own BS, it's not always going to feel so good, when I know part of my soul's contract is here also to create and launch and bring things into the world and lead these workshops and retreats and come back and do all of the incredible things that I love to do, that sometimes we forget. And when we come back to honor, after giving yourself the space that you need, intuitively listen in, do a check-in, like check in with yourself. One of the most powerful tools that you can do in this is just checking in with yourself. Do a quick body scan, body check. I do this in every breathwork workshop. most of my client calls are, we always start off or during the call, we check in with the body, see what it's needing, if there's any messages that are needing to come through. Just don't forget, don't get too lost in the other side of the pendulum that you forget to come back and honor the commitments that you told yourself that you were going to do. Because sometimes social media can be very misleading if you are, you know, following whoever it is or whatever pages are out there, that it's just like, I'm creating millions from laying on the beach and God knows where doing nothing all day. It's like, yes, I love that. I love that. But also, most of us can't just do that without having the foundation laid before that or having a working system in place, because that can be really hard for people to see, myself included sometimes. And I'm like, I'm over here working my ass off. Like, there was a whole foundation laid that I'm not seeing on social media. So don't forget to come back to the promises that you made to yourself. If you are going through a launch or you are structuring or creating something, if that's still in alignment and lights you up, don't forget to come back to those things. Because if that's part of you, like if it, you'll hear this all the time, right? If it's in you, it's for you. Don't forget that. Don't lose sight of that. Come back to creating. And if you're losing sight of that, find the people in your life that can pull those things back out of you. Because it's okay if you're retreating and resting. And I'm a projector, human design. I get it. Resting, my bed is my favorite place to be pretty much of all time. Like that is my place. But when I start to notice I'm kind of just, you know, not really feeling in alignment, or I'm starting to just check out and numb, not in a healthy way that's really serving me, I'll reach out to people. I'll go talk to my husband because he's my number one person that can pull me out of that. I will go talk to a coach or a mentor or a girlfriend who I can really confide in and be like, here's what I'm going through. This is why it's so important to surround yourself with people who can see these gifts and this light inside of you. Don't lose sight of that. Like, find the people that can pull your gifts out and see that light. It's so important, or else we can just, you know, I don't want to wake up one day after bed rotting, watching hours of Netflix, not in like a good way, right? I love laying in bed and watching Netflix. That has its time and its purpose. But if that consumes my whole life, that ain't it for me anymore. So if you are looking for these people, if this message is resonating with you, I would love to extend the invitation for Nashville this November, 5 days, 4 nights together in Music City is Nashville, right? I think that's right. I keep wanting to say that. And I got to fact check myself. But it's like when I was telling my mastermind girls, I'm like, it's like healing and honky tonk. Truly, that's what it's going to be like. We're doing breath work, sound bath, coming to the house. We have some exclusive Nashville experiences that you won't be able to find anywhere else, which I'm so excited for. Jessica Zweig is our guest speaker. I don't think I've shared that here on the podcast, but I'll be sharing on social. If you're in my email community, you have seen this. And she's going to be in person with us for one of the days. It's going to be absolutely incredible. You can ask her whatever you want. She's going to be doing some amazing speaking and connection. And she's just one of my favorite people. I just love her so much. I'm so blessed to call her a dear friend in this season of my life. And maybe I'll talk about that in another episode, kind of how that transpired, because it's all related and it's all connected. But we're going to do some really cool Nashville things and live music and just really cool experiences, as well as manifestation and one-to-one time with me and the girls. And for the first time ever for this retreat, you're going to get 30 days of one-to-one coaching with me before the retreat and after the retreat for full support, like full support to set you up for success, integration, all of the things, which I am so excited for. So if you have been on the fence or feeling the pull, please just DM me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. Just DM me the word retreat. And we will see if this is the right fit for you, because I would love for you to join us November 12th through the 16th, 2024 in Nashville. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to be sharing more over the next couple weeks. If you guys love this episode, please give it a share, screenshot it, tag me. You know what to do, and I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.